All right, let's get back to Tiger callers. Just kind of putting a bow on the trade deadline. And there's been no yelling, screaming, anything like that for me, because they've told you who they are, what they are, and what they want to be. And look, they want to be good. They want to get as many bites at the apple as they can. But they're not going to do all-in stuff. And look, no one with a brain was suggesting trading any of your top three, four prospects. It just doesn't add up. I don't think those players were available in the marketplace.
I would even go top five.
Okay. But.
But 6 through 12, 13 should have been available.
Yeah. Charlie Morton, no issue with it. He's a fit starter. He's been much better the last 2 months. You needed something because Cobb just may not even be alive.
I don't think he's going to play this year.
And you lost Reese Olson. I mean, Job, I never considered a starter later in the year. So you needed something. Addressed it. Finnegan is a solid late-inning guy. I don't think he's great. He's certainly better than the other guys you got. I don't have a lot of love for Rafael Montero. I just wanted more. I have also said I don't have a big issue with the Suarez thing. I was not going to pay a premium for a rental. I don't think it's smart business. I don't. But would it have killed you to have added a legitimate bat? Oh, well, I didn't see, bust Jeff Passan's report. Here's an idea. A lot of players get traded you don't hear about. Mm-hmm. It's, are you willing to pay? So when Evan Petzold writes, essentially.
Kind of like Johan Duren.
Oh, I know that. listen, let me be very clear. I'm not freaking out about it.
No. Just, okay, here's the
I
thing.
I was a little bummed that he did get traded.
No.
And then I had to watch him close the Tigers out twice, and I'm going, damn.
Here's what I'll say. You've given me my flowers today. I'm going to give you yours because you brought him up a while ago before, it was like, hey, go out and get him. And some people laughed at you and mocked you.
Yeah, I don't care. Hyenas are hyenas. It doesn't matter to me. It's just, I don't feel like this team, either they don't feel they're ready or their plan is that we cannot push the rev limiter because it'll take away from possible good years down the line. Well, that's fine. But if good is good enough, cool, go enjoy it. I think they should have done more based on this is a terrible AL. And I do think you have a shot to get to the World Series, but what you're going to face when you're there, that's where I go, oh, man. Like against the lefty in the playoffs, I'm going to look at Matt Vierling leading off.
Oh, boy. See, I think that they didn't want the pressure of World Series. They like being good. They like being relevant. They like hearing their name. They like seeing them in that graphic for playoff teams. And that's good enough because the long-term plan is working. We're ahead of schedule. We got all of these young players under team control. We're going to be good for a long time.
And I agree with a lot of that. But I think for instance, whether it was Griffin Jacks or Duren as the main two, those guys have control. Those guys are signed for this year, next year, and the year after. I'm adding a core piece. The prospects that you would give up, they're not going to contribute in that time frame, and I'm sorry, there's no guarantee they ever approach the value of having that type of high leverage reliever in the sport, in the playoffs. So I want to know where you guys are at with it. And I made a comp earlier, and I don't think it's insulting. Clearly, you have a higher payroll, but like it's the Tampa Bay model. You're just going to, be good. Obviously, you got a way better ballpark. But is it really about winning the World Series, or is it about be good? And if the World Series is a byproduct of that, then all the better. Because that's kind of what it feels like. So, again, there's no yelling. You certainly didn't get worse. The back half of this month, you play nobody. But here's the issue. Against teams with a winning record, 19-26. So you juxtapose the two things and you go, okay, well, here's our record, which is super impressive. But then you go, all right, well, when we play the best teams, what do? Well, we don't win. And then you have a trade deadline that was, I don't know. I don't even know how to describe it. I thought, like I said, Morton, I'm fine with it. I'm never going to knock adding a starter. Finnegan is fine, but is that a guy I'm going to have close out game 5 of the ALCS? I doubt it. Right. And it's still the other relievers you brought in. I mean, Paul Sewald, guy's been dead all year. Montero, I wanted more.
I mean, basically, it was like, Fetter, we got you a bunch of fixer-uppers.
Here's four arms.
Yeah.
Produce one.
Can you work your magic? Turn them into something.
And look, if you do not think there's a heightened window with Skubal, that's fine. I do. I think you have him now and you have him next year. I do have a little bit more urgency. No, I'm not thinking about 2028. I'm not. I just, I admit that. That is my weakness, is I'm fine when I'm in a cycle to try to win. I go for it. And then I'll deal with the consequences later. The problem is, and I'm not putting this on Scott Harris. This isn't his fault. It's just no GM in this town or president in this town wants to step forward and go all in. The Lions are in a Super Bowl window. I did not particularly like their offseason.
No, because...
You know, the Pistons had this amazing turnaround. I'm not asking for some debilitating all-in move, but they did next to nothing that anyone would look at and go, oh, that was amazing. The Wings are just dead. And then you have this Tiger team that, over the course of a calendar year, has had one of the best records in baseball. AL's bad. Division's worse. They're going to get in. And you go, okay, we have needs that need to be addressed.
Yeah.
And I feel like if you're not willing to give up anything of substance, how serious are you?
No, it's like every team is residing in a bomb shelter with no windows whatsoever. They're afraid to say we're in a window. What window? Yeah. That's what these people on the radio talk. I don't see a window for us.
No, and I'm not yelling and screaming. I'm still a fan. It bummed me out to see the Durin intro last night. I'm like, how amazing would that be if we brought him here? And not just for now. He'd be the closer the next 3 years. Mm-hmm. That's a weapon. And you put that in the hands of AJ Hinch. Yeah, I'm think about what that does. And let's say Lang gets back. Vest, Lang, Canely, Finnegan. You guys just worry about the 7th and 8th. Mm-hmm. I got the 9th.
Right.
Or, hey, somebody just got me in trouble. Hey, Durin, I need a 5-out save in a playoff game. You know what?
Gotcha.
Go.
Yeah, sure. I can get you 6, Skip.
Take it easy. 248-539-9797. Kenny, do I have any time? Can I go to Bob and Troy? We had him. We lost him. Bob is back. I want to bump him to the front of the line. Bob, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing well. How you guys doing?
Good, Bobby. What's going on?
Well, my son and I are big baseball freaks. And everybody keeps saying how the National League is garbage and trash. And I'm not, no offense to you just saying it, Mike, because I heard it for the first time from you. The National League has a 490 win percentage against the American League this year. And that's not Colorado just beating up on the A's. They really are not beating up on the American League whatsoever. It's sort of a reverse. Now, in no way, shape, or form after the Tigers taking the Cubs and Padres and San Fran in series, I don't think they're going to win the World Series. I don't think they're going to make the ALCS. Tell you the truth, with Spencer, I mean, it's just not going to happen. But
no, the top. But Bob, here's my thing. Okay, who in the American League is better than the Dodgers? Who in the American League is better than the Phillies? You know, who in the American League is better than the Cubs? And we're talking 7-game series now in the World Series.
Yeah, yeah.
Bob, I'm just making a point. I'll take the top 5 in the NL before I get to an AL team.
Oh, I understand that. But after I saw these trades and everything, I'm telling you, Mariners have some pitching. They have some hitting. Toronto did a couple good things. They got a lineup. I mean, things have switched up since 5 days ago. And they already were in the lead in a 5-10 winning percentage against the National League. I mean, I understand what you're saying, Mike. Trust me, the Phillies, they're badass. We went and saw them last year, and we went there just because of the Phillies. And it was great. My son and I just go to see great teams and great players. We don't go to see the Rockies and the Tigers. We pay tickets on the day. We see the lineups. We get them for $25, and we sit right behind the dugout.
That's great. No, Bob, and listen. But, Bob, I mean, I will be surprised. I mean, I know you said you don't think the Tigers are going to make the ALCS. I'd be bitterly disappointed if they didn't. Because, Bob, I think it's the inverse. I think this team, the shorter the series, the better. When they get in a 7-game set, that's the problem. Because 5 of those games are not going to be Skubal games.
Can I just get one last?
Yeah, go ahead.
Go for it.
Sporadic Spencer. This guy, when he hits a Spencer Butork bomb, it drives me nuts because he hasn't hit one in like 14 games. He hasn't walked in 14 games. This guy's on-base percentage is going down the crapper when we need him. And in game five last year, he hit two doubles. That meant nothing as we lost because our guy gave up a grand slam and our team struck out 16 times. You know who's on that roster this year that's different? Glaber. That's it.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you the other one. And look, Riley Green's a really good ball player. Bob, go look up his numbers with two outs and men in scoring position. Let me tell you what it results in. Go look. That's just data. And I like Riley as much as the next guy. Two outs, runners in scoring position. You're the team's best player. I need you. He's been awful this year in that situation. That has got to change because the playoffs, that's your season on the line.
Yeah, solo home runs don't get it done.
Well, when you're already up 7-3 and you make it 8-3? Yeah, no. I don't. That's look, he's a really good ball player. I'm hoping he can get it. I'm not like freaked out, but the data's building about the two outs and runners in scoring position.